Okay, got a thumbs up back there, which is very good. And the title of the message this morning is Jesus Never Fails. This has been on my mind, on my heart for about 3 weeks. And the Lord just helped me to put together a message during this past week. And so here we are. Title of the message is Jesus Never Fails. And at one point during the message, I'm going to need maybe Eric or Dylan. There is a slide over there. I'll tell you what it is. It's on the memory stick. And when we get to it, I will, let me see. Okay, it's a picture of Jesus. It's called Jesus in Surgery Room. It's on the memory stick. Might be in the upper one-third of the entries on the stick. Just please let me know when you have found it. Jesus in Surgery Room. The title will be at the end of the internet address. It'll say, Jesus in Surgery Room. If I could just give you a hand to looking for. Just take a peek here. Go back to the stick. Because that size symbol was on the internet before. I don't want it. Just take that one. Got this one right here. Take this one right here. Okay. All right, we're going to get started with the message. Okay, so title of the message is Jesus Never Fails. In the past, we have spoken about the infinite greatness of God and how he cares for us, the awesome privilege of friendship with Jesus, and also the comforting knowledge that God cannot forget. Not only does God not forget us, but he is awesomely faithful to us, as we sang this morning. And Jesus never fails. This morning I would like to speak about the awesome reality that Jesus never fails. If we look back in time, we will see that the faithfulness of God in our lives has been nothing less than great. I think we can all say that the Lord has always been there for us. He has never failed us, and he never will. The faithfulness of God is beyond comparison. It reaches and affects every area of our lives. It reaches all our sorrows and deepest hurts. It frees our minds from worry and lifts our spirits. It heals our sicknesses. It has taken us through all our trials and difficulties. If there is, it is there for all our crises. If something seems like a crisis, Jesus has proven himself the Christ of every crisis. No matter how bad it gets, we go into crisis mode. It happens to all of us. Jesus is the Christ of every crisis. God's faithfulness has answered all our prayers. All our prayers, including the no's. It has redeemed us from the eternal flames of hell. God's faithfulness will never fail us. And as it says in Lamentations, great is thy faithfulness. And considering our faults and the many times that we have failed the Lord, he still remains faithful to us. We failed him, and God still remains faithful to us. There's a line in the song that states, you never failed me like I failed you. In his faithfulness, Jesus tells us, I'll be there for you. And he means it. How many times has the Lord been there for you? He has never failed us or forgotten us, and he never will. All those requests that we brought to the Lord this morning, Jesus never fails. He is there for all our requests, and he is not going to fail us in those requests. This morning, or during this message, I will attempt to discuss some examples that show that Jesus never fails. It's not cliche, it's not a nice saying, it's absolute fact. Jesus never fails. If you could turn with me to Mark chapter 5, and we're going to begin with verse 21, and then jump more towards the end of the chapter. Mark chapter 5, and beginning with verse 21. Mark chapter 5 and verses 21 to 24. When Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and so he stayed by the seashore. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up and on seeing him fell at his feet and implored him earnestly saying, my little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live. And he went off with him, and a large crowd following him and pressing him. And we know what happened in between. There was the woman with the issue of blood that Jesus healed. Now, if we could jump to verse 35 of the same chapter. We have the bearers of good news. While he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue official saying, your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore? But Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer. Only believe. And he allowed no one to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion and people loudly weeping and wailing. And entering in, he said to them, why make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep. They began laughing at him. But putting them all out, he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions, and entered the room where the child was. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, Talitha kum, which being translated means, little girl, I say to you, get up. And immediately the girl got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were completely astonished. So verse 35, the bearers of good news. Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore? Did Jesus fail, Jairus? No. He was about to do something greater than heal this girl. He was about to raise her from the dead. Don't lose faith. Jesus never fails. If you think something is dead in your life, keep praying. Jesus never fails. He resurrects things. Don't give up. Nothing is beyond his power or his reach. And as I said, Jesus didn't fail Jairus when they said your daughter is dead. No, he didn't fail Jairus. He was about to do something greater. He was about to raise her from the dead. Nothing is beyond his reach and his power, and we should take confidence and assurance and be uplifted with that this morning. And I'll read to you Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. For those who came forward this morning for prayer, and for all of us, those online, Jesus goes far above even your thoughts. His power is limitless. It's not a cliche, it is. We don't know the extent of the power of Jesus, but we can speak his name, the infinitely powerful name of Jesus, and things will happen. God is listening to your prayers, and he will not fail you. If you could turn with me to John chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 1 to 6, and then jump to verse 17. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Those online, John chapter 11. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Read 1 to 6 for now. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Let's jump to verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatsoever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus spoke some awesomely powerful words to her. Bless the Lord. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. When Jesus had said this, she went away, or when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, saying, Secretly, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up and quickly was coming to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews who were with her in the house and consoling her, they saw Mary got up quickly and went out. And they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Therefore, when Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Did Jesus fail, Mary and Martha? Certainly not. He was going to do something greater than heal Lazarus. He was going to raise him from the dead. Jesus never fails. You may have prayed very seriously to the Lord and have not yet received an answer. And it seems as though God is not paying attention to your prayers. You may think, why bother praying anymore? But in his great faithfulness, God will always answer your prayer, even if it means raising the dead. Even if it means raising something that you thought was dead, some situation you thought was dead in your life, God could raise it. He's God. There may be a delay, but Jesus is always faithful. In his awesome faithfulness, God will never forget us. Never forget us. Don't think he forgets of our sins. Wow, what a God we have. Jesus never fails. Let me read something. You don't have to turn with me, but I'm going to read something in Genesis chapter 13 and verses 14 to 18. We'll talk about the promises of God and how Jesus never fails. Genesis chapter 13, I'll read 14 to 18. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. The Lord made this promise to Abraham more than once. Let's read Genesis chapter 17. I'll read it to you. A short reading. Genesis chapter 17 and verses 1 to 8. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. And that's what the Lord is saying to us this morning. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, which we spoke of last week, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, and throughout your generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. It's important to note that the Lord spoke to Abraham about an everlasting covenant. It is also important that the land which the Lord would be given to Abraham and his descendants was referred to as an everlasting possession. Israel has had a turbulent history for hundreds of years. The country of Israel did not exist. For hundreds of years it didn't exist. But God, in his great faithfulness and remembering his promise to Abraham, caused Israel to become a nation again, as we know, in 1948. The promise was made to Abraham around 1900 BC, and Israel became a nation again in 1948. The dates tell us that after about 3,850 years, the Lord still remembered his promise to Abraham and remained faithful to it. That's faithfulness. That's God's faithfulness. God's promises are yes and amen, and he will not fail us. God, in his great faithfulness, will always remember his promises. If a parent could keep a promise to a child, how much more God will be faithful to his promises? The Lord never fails. What about the faithfulness of Jesus? Well, we could describe the faithfulness of Jesus as being in the shape of a cross with Jesus on it. The solution to all our problems, our cares, all our needs, all our sorrows and hurts, our worries, our sicknesses, the solution to everything can be found at the foot of the cross. If Jesus gave his life for us, he will never fail us. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 reads, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" Jesus never fails. What about the faithfulness of the Lord in our lives? Looking back in our lives, we can see the faithfulness of the Lord and that he has never failed us. How many times has Jesus healed us? Jesus has been in many hospital rooms and surgery rooms. Dylan, could I have that picture? Jesus has been in many hospital rooms and many surgery rooms, and he still is. That's what it looks like when you had your surgery. When I was in my surgery, quadruple bypass, guess who was there? When I was there for cancer twice, guess who was there telling the doctors what to do? Putting in their mind how they were going to handle their tools. They couldn't pick up a tool without being under the control of the hand of Jesus. He is there in every surgery room for us. He never fails us. He's still in the hospital room still this morning. He is there. And if you have a surgery coming up, guess who's going to be there? God even has this level on the eye of and the amount of anesthesia. You hear some people say, "Oh, I'm afraid to go under anesthesia." Don't be, because Jesus is monitoring the amount of anesthesia. If you get an injection, God has the control of the syringe too. He and the Lord in our surgery room watches our blood pressure, our heart, rate and our breathing rate. If we could look at it, those waveforms, and you see your breathing rate, your heart rate, and the EKG, guess who's looking at it too? He's in control, not the doctors, not the anesthesiologist. Jesus is in control. Take confidence. If we could look at the monitors, like I said, the blood pressure, heart rate, the breathing rate, do we think that Jesus isn't looking at them too? Great is his faithfulness. Maybe your healing hasn't come yet, but the Lord is faithful. He tells us, my grace is sufficient for you. He will walk with us, and if necessary, he will carry us through the illnesses. Jesus never fails us. You may be thinking, where is Jesus in this current trial of my life? Where is Jesus? Do you remember the story of the American Indian brave? When the American Indian boy reaches 12 years old, he has to become a brave. In order to do so, he has to spend the night out in the woods alone. So the father sent his son, this Indian father, into the woods to spend a night alone. Gave him what he needed, like water, whatever, some food, spend the night alone there. Middle of the night, this 12-year-old boy hears some rustling in the leaves and some activity behind him, got scared, and he turned around. Who does he see? His father. He said, Dad, what are you doing here? The father answered him, do you think I was going to leave you alone in the woods? That's the way God is with us. He will never leave us alone. In your trials, in the worst times of your life, Jesus is with you. Jesus never fails. Those of you who came forward this morning, Jesus never fails. He will never leave us alone. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He never fails us. It's not in his nature to fail us. He will never fail us. In his faithfulness, God said that he would supply all our needs. How many times has the Lord stretched our dollar? And how many times has he given us our wants aside from our needs? How many times has the Lord delivered us from trials and temptations? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 reads, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Only a faithful, unfailing friend like Jesus could say these words. In his faithfulness, God said he would not permit a temptation or a trial that is more than what we could handle. How many times has the Lord prevented us from getting into an accident? He made sure that the brakes worked properly, even if they weren't supposed to. Or maybe he sent an angel to stop a collision from happening. Maybe he caused you to take an alternate route so that you would not be involved in an accident. And then there is God's answer of no to our prayers that also demonstrates his faithfulness. If you wanted something or some event to happen and it didn't occur, Jesus didn't fail you. It just wasn't meant. Maybe the Lord was sparing you of some misfortune that you couldn't see. Even a no answer to your prayer is God not failing you. It's his faithfulness toward us. God knew the path we should take in life from before we were born. He faithfully watches and guides us with the best navigation system that ever existed. If he could guide birds through thousands of miles of pathless air, he can guide us from the beginning of our lives to the entrance of heaven. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 reads, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus. He is a wonderful, unfailing friend. Jesus will not and cannot fail us. It's not in his nature. In your trials and difficult times of life, be anchored in the love and the faithfulness of Jesus. He will never fail you. This morning we want to say thank you, Lord, for your great and awesome faithfulness. Thank you that you have never failed us and never will. Thank you for being the absolutely best and most faithful friend that we ever had. So I'll leave you with that. We'll get down to pray. Then we'll sing the last hymn. And someone will lead us in a word of prayer to conclude the message. Even if it's not a long prayer, that's okay. And speak what the Lord puts on your heart.